Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Push It. And I have the mastermind behind the game. I have Leeson with me. How's it going today?
Very good. In sunny old England.
Oh, well, good. And it's, you know, a lot later there than it is where I'm at, so I'm, like, talking to you in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, and we'll go from there.
Cool. Yeah, okay. My name's Leeson George. I designed Push It. This is my first game that I've ever sort of come up with. I'm a carpenter by trade, so I work with wood the whole time. And coincidentally, I've made a game which involves wood.
Of course, right? That would make perfect sense.
Exactly. So that's me. I work as a carpenter, building sets for photo shoots and music videos and all that kind of thing. And then this is my project, Push It, which I hope will be my main thing.
Yeah, awesome. Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the Kickstarter and tell us about Push It, what it is, and, you know, where did this idea come from?
Well, I'll start with what it is. So Push It is a tabletop skill game. So it's kind of like there's lots of different versions, like Boule, which is the French version of, like, throwing balls, and Bocce Ball, I think that's the American version. And then it's kind of like Crokinole or curling. But it's a game you play on any tabletop, so there's no table involved, and you've got wooden pieces, specially chamfered, so they slide nicely, and you sit yourself around a table, and the object of the game is you put a jack in the middle of the table, in amongst everybody, and then you've got to flick or chop or whatever technique you like your pucks closest to the jack, and at the end of the round you score points according to how close you are and, you know, how further you weigh. We came up with a game basically because I wanted to play Boule or Bocce Ball, but, like, indoors on a table. We were in a garden shed, or garage, is that the right word for America?
That works.
Shed is good, okay.
Shed works.
We were in there because we were too loud for the old lady we used to live up above.
Nice.
So we were in there, and then we were like, oh, you know, why can't we play this on a table? And sort of came up from there, really.
That's really cool. And then obviously, like you said, it's made out of wood pieces. Mm-hmm. And so, but you went through various different stages on what they looked like, right?
Yeah. A lot of development went into making them look good. I mean, I didn't really sort of, we came up with the game and sort of, people kind of liked it, and then I made an official game, like, cause we'd just been playing with things that we had. So I made an official version for my brother-in-law for Christmas, and then we ended up playing it loads, and then people kept on requesting more sets. And so eventually, you know, I thought, oh, well, maybe there's something into this. Like, people seem to really like it. So I thought I'll try and make it into a proper thing.
Yeah, well, I think one draw to it is the simplicity of the game, but yet how much fun it is just doing, you know, trying to get your puck closest to the jack. And and anyone can play that. And so that's really cool. And that's cool for me because I have young kids at home, and this is a game I definitely could play with them. So that was definitely another thing that drew me to your game.
Yeah. It's definitely one for everybody. It gets very heated.
I bet, especially in my house, we're all very competitive.
So it took a while to sort of suss out what's the perfect wood and the perfect shape and the perfect weight. Because there's lots of games where the central jack is heavier than the pucks, but this one, they're all the same weight, so there's lots of jeopardy because you'll move the jack. If you mistime it and you move the jack, it'll go closer to your opponent. Or if you knock it off the table, you get minus points. So that kind of took a while to suss out. And then the colors as well. Like, we would toyed around with numbers to start with, but then people found that confusing. So we stuck with nice simple colors, so you all play with a different color, and then you got a central jack with the logo on it.
Yeah.
Which seemed to work sort of clearest.
Well, it's just about keeping it simple,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And that's what's cool about it. So do you is there a general point that you go to, or is that something you establish with the players? Like, yeah, let's go to how many points and that will be the winner?
Yeah, well, there's sort of guides in the rules, and it's all about guides. It's because you can play anywhere, it's all about consensus. So first of all, you have to decide where the middle of the table is, where to put your jack, and everyone's just got to agree. There's no measuring or anything like that. It's just, you know, you've got to decide. You've got to sit yourself around a table. If it's a round table, you can play around that. That's probably best. But then square tables are cool. Oblong tables as well. You just play at different angles. And if there's any arguments about whoever's closest at the end, you can't measure. Measuring is illegal. We don't want it to slow the game down or make it any more complicated than it needs to be. It's all about, if it's too close to call and you can't decide, you have to take all the pucks off the table, and then you have a little round where you go at the same time and decide.
Yeah, you have a face-off.
Yeah, push-off, a push-off.
There you go, a push-off.
Yeah, it's got an official name. It's got an official name. Yeah.
Well, and something that I noticed about the Kickstarter that I think is good in a way is that you don't have any stretch goals, which is something that has a commonplace for Kickstarters definitely these days. But for Push It, I liked that you didn't have any stretch goals, because it was all about just like, here's the game. This is what it is. We don't need to add any more to it to make it more awesome than it already is. And so this is it. So if you like it, you know, back it, and then we'll go from there. And I like that, because sometimes some campaigns get a little crazy,
yeah,
with their stretch goals, and they're just like, oh, we'll give you this now, and we'll give you this now. But with Push It, you're keeping it very simple, which in my mind also will help towards the end of the Kickstarter when you start shipping things out. You don't have to worry about adding all these extra elements that will add time to developing the game and all those things. So I thought that was interesting. And was that a consensus between you and other people that were helping you? Just like, let's not worry about getting in the stretch goal area.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm glad you feel that way. it was definitely a decision we came across, because, yeah, just like you say, we want to make it, you know, we want to make it as quickly as possible. We don't want to, you know, the last thing we want to do is everyone hanging around waiting for Push It. And yeah, the game, there's not really much more you can add to the game. I mean, that's the whole point of the game is its simplicity.
Stick it in your pocket and go.
Yeah, stick it in your pocket and go. You got your nice travel bag. That was definitely a sort of big consensus with everybody. But it's a bit nervous, because you don't know whether people expect the stretch goals. I mean, I'm not too experienced with Kickstarter, but I did a lot of research.
I felt that was
the honest way to go, you know, not try and not, I don't know, promise things.
Overcomplicate things.
Yeah.
But that's what I liked about it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I deal with a lot of Kickstarters, and there are some games, whether they're tabletop or video games, that stretch goals would be appropriate for the type of game. But like for Push It, I think it's totally appropriate not to have stretch goals, just because of the feel and the way that I think the game should go. And so I think I would agree with you. I think that was a good choice to just, you know, focus on the game and get it out to the backers when the campaign ends.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, that's the idea. And it's a real fun game that we're trying to make a thing about. You can really play it anywhere. So we've been experimenting with how far you can push it. So we've been playing on grass, on newspapers, on the floor, and on boats, and just like really trying to figure out where we can take this. Which
definitely,
you can take it everywhere. Pubs are very good to play. Yeah, it
seems to be a popular choice.
Yes, yeah. We met some guys. We went to a trade show. We met some guys from a, They go to pubs. All they do is go to pubs and play games. And when they got hold of Push It, they were super excited for it. So that was nice to see. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So as we're recording right now, you guys have 6 days left to go on your Kickstarter. Ends on June 28th, and you guys are well past being successfully funded. So congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, and got that last week to make that last little push, and then that's pretty exciting. So we know the game is going to get made, mm-hmm. and it's going to go to the backers. And so when do you plan on having the game shipped out to backers, and also do you plan on bringing it to general retail?
We definitely want to bring it to general retail. I'd say we're hoping November, but I really want October for everyone to have their sets. The biggest thing is for us to make the pucks, because we have to make so many as like production runs go.
So that's an in-house thing. Since you're a carpenter, you and your team are making all those.
No, that would be a lot of pieces.
I know. That's why I thought it was pretty crazy that you're going to do
that. Well, we've got a manufacturer in Ohio.
Okay.
And so he's gonna not in Europe or England anywhere. We have to go to the States to find somebody, and we have to make a lot, because it's not like printing press where you can just turn it on and turn it off. They've got to set up machines, they've got to get the tooling right, they've got to do all this to get it looking good.
Cut it and sand it and paint it and all that stuff.
Yeah, so that's our biggest challenge, to get it out to everybody. Everything else is in place. I mean, that's in place as well, but you know, there's a little bit of to and fro that we got to do before getting it to everybody. But that's the aim. And then the aim is that as soon as we send it out, it'll be in a few shops. You'll be able to buy it online on my website, which we're working on now, hopefully in a few shops as well. We've got a few leads about putting it in shops. So, that's the plan. The plan with Push It.
Awesome. That's really cool. And in the big picture of thing, you know, October, November, that's only a couple months away. So that, I think that's a very reasonable and good timeline for you. So this is awesome. I love this concept, and I can't wait to get my hands on Push It and be able to play it with friends and family. And yeah, you guys have this last week to go, so good luck, and thanks for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it. I know how crazy it could be with the Kickstarter, especially, you know, all the little pieces you have to go into it.
Yeah, definitely. You have to keep the keep it going, keep the mill going. The phone keeps binging, which is good, but
that's good.
It does take up time, especially when
definitely
stuff. But it's been brilliant. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely. And do you go ahead and tell people where you mentioned a website that people can go check that out, and also people anywhere where people can find out more about Push It.
Well, the website's going to be coming soon, there's Push It on Facebook, and you can find it there. Find it there on Push It Game. I think there's underscores in between, so Push It Game. And then it's at Facebook, and we post a load of stuff about where we've been playing. And we had some guy in Istanbul who was playing the other day, so we're going to post that. He sent some nice pictures. And then we've got a few other people we're sponsoring who are doing a Mongol rally, which are going all the way to Mongolia in a car, and they're going to take a set with them and play it there. So hopefully we'll get some photos back from them as well. And then it's the Kickstarter. So just type in Push It in Kickstarter, and it should come right up. We're a staff pick, so we should be fairly easy to find, which is really nice.
Yeah, that is nice. And to let people know, the Facebook page is a Push It Game, and in between the words, it's a period. So Push period It period Game.
Yeah, that's the one.
Awesome. Well, that's exciting. Thanks for being on the show, and good luck with everything in the future. And if you plan on making more games with awesome wood pieces, I look forward to it.
Fantastic. Cheers, Barry.
Yeah, thanks. And thanks to Dan Patrice for our intro and outro. You can find Dan, he is the board game man, at thegeekallstars.com. And remember, to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.